Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. This week, we're going to talk about the National Agri-Marketing Association, one of my favorite topics, and I have our president, Kenna Rathi, with me on the phone at the moment. And before we get started here, I would be doing this in person with Kenna, except I never made it up to my Chicago meeting that took place yesterday. But part of why I'm doing this program is to learn what I missed and help pass that along to membership or prospective members who might sometimes get curious what this NAMA thing's all about. So, Kenna, it's great to have you here on the phone. Wish I could have been with you yesterday, but let's just jump into it. So we had an executive committee meeting. Maybe we could start there to explain, you know, what is the executive committee and what do we do, in case people are wondering.
Well, thanks, Chuck, and we did miss you this week. Actually, the core focus of our executive committee is to review our strategic direction of the association. So we try to answer questions like, what do our members need from us today in the future? And how can we, bridge the changing segments within ag marketing? So those are some overarching questions that we try and answer and really lead the organization into the future.
Well, one of the things that was on the agenda here for this meeting is the upcoming fall conference. That was changed in kind of its focus a little bit just a couple years ago now, and I think that has worked very well. So what are we looking forward to this fall from NAMA?
All right. Well, one of the benefits of our executive committee meeting this week is that we were actually at the site of where the fall conference will be held, and it'll be held in Chicago at Hotel Chicago, and it's September 16 and 17. People can check the website, NAMA.org, for more details and to register. But the great thing about this week was our speaker lineup was announced. So it will include sessions on email marketing and social media crisis planning, big data, drone technology and how it affects communications, marketing planning, and insights about millennials in agriculture. So we're looking forward to a great program, and again, we are really excited to be able to announce those sessions this week. The other thing that's pretty exciting about the fall conference is that the host chapter, the Chicago chapter, is also offering an ag tour on the afternoon of Monday, September 15. And it'll be an inside look at Fair Oaks Farms. And if you're not familiar with Fair Oaks Farms, it's a group of farmers in northwest Indiana that came together to open a huge agritourism site. And it's really to educate consumers about modern food production, which we all obviously have issues and challenges with. So the NAMA tour will check out the dairy and pig tourism sites. We'll learn about their feed milling business and manure digester and even how they market Core Power. It's a milk-based power drink that they work on with Coca-Cola.
Well, I don't know what the schedule is going to be like for yours truly here, but I do know about them. I think we've done some stories on what they're doing, which has turned into a fascinating operation. So a lot to look forward to at this fall conference, which we will do our best to encourage people to get registered earlier than later, just to make sure that our staff doesn't get too nervous as we get close to the conference. A couple other things were on the agenda, and one of those that I kind of had a little special interest in was upgrading the NAMA website. As a web guy, and that's where we live most of our days now online, is that we're going to make some changes there. Sounds like we got a pretty good plan to do that then.
We do, and one of the other things that we reviewed at the meeting was our finances. And that's also our charge of the executive committee, is to help manage those finances. And the good thing is we're in great financial health as an association, and that allows us to make these technology upgrades that aren't necessarily very exciting, but they're necessary to properly manage the association. So, yes, we will be upgrading our website technology to a new content management system that is a lot easier for staff to manage, and it provides a more robust and timely website for members. it's so much more convenient and timely when people like you and me, who are not, or me, I should say, who are not computer programmers, that they're able to make edits to a website with just a few clicks of the mouse. You know, it'll allow members to always have updated information at their fingertips.
Well, I just don't know what could be more exciting than this. I'm just, you know, the ag nerd in me loves it and looks forward to it and knows how much it's needed. So, you know, we're in great financial shape. I think that has not always been the case, but certainly right now, maybe about the best it's ever been. What are some other things that got discussed at the meeting?
Well, we're really excited about some upcoming industry alliance events. We're proud of the fact that we have great connections within the industry. We don't consider ourselves competitive associations with anyone, but we all try and work together to better the ag communications industry. And a couple of things that are coming up is Monday, July 28th, we're co-hosting a late-night reception with the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, and that'll be in Indianapolis in conjunction with Ag Media Summit. It's at Champions, the sports bar located off the lobby of the Ag Media Summit Hotel, which is the downtown Marriott, and that'll be from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And it's just a great chance for all of our members who are, you know, involved in Ag Media Summit to come together and network.
Well, I not only like the idea that NAMA is going to have a presence at the AMS, but that the farm broadcasters are. That's good to see that they'll have some participation in that event, too.
Yep, we're really excited to work with them. And a note, too, we are also partnering with the Farm Broadcasters Association as part of our fall conference. They are actually sponsoring the luncheon, the opening luncheon on Tuesday.
Oh, fantastic. Well, and I think that we also, I don't know if we have the exact details yet, but there's going to be another one of these networking receptions in Iowa this year later.
That is correct. The Farm Progress Show is always a great place for all of us to get together, and this year it's in Boone, Iowa. So the local chapters will be hosting a networking reception, and it's probably going to be on Wednesday, August 27th.
All right.
To see friends and colleagues after a long day of work in that show.
Right, right. No, it's we've done that before. I think it's been pretty well attended, too, and always a good time, like you said. So you mentioned core strategies. Before we close out here, I know that this is part of our charge. We review these. They're kind of like a living document, not something that's just static and we stick in a filing cabinet and don't look at. So how are we doing in terms of our strategic plan, especially those core strategies?
Well, we recently went through a review of how we're doing with the strategic plan and our objectives, and we gave ourselves some pretty good marks. So we're on the right path, and we just, like you said, it's a living document. One thing that we're probably going to take a look at doing is another member survey. We haven't done one in about 4 or 5 years, so we'll probably be doing another member survey later this fall just to make sure that we're really on top of things and what our members need from us.
Great. Well, like I said at the beginning, I was very sorry not to be able to get there for the meeting yesterday, but this worked out, and I'm glad that you were able to get up early to do this in light of knowing who you went out to dinner with last night. Sometimes it seems like that's a late night group in my experience.
Well, we work hard, but we play hard too.
That's right. We love what we do, and we do what we love. Thank you very much, Kenna. I'm going to go ahead and let you get on to whatever's next on your agenda. Look forward to seeing you out and about, probably even more locations than just the NAMA events that we've spoken about. So really appreciate you taking the time to visit here and get us all up to date on what's going on with the National Agri-Marketing Association. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.